Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 28th of November, 2017. All that best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Taking a trip down memory tech lane. You remember the feeling of jailbreaking your first iPhone? Yeah. Well, it seems those days are kind of past us. Yes, the jailbreaking community is kind of shriveling up now, so much so that many jailbreak repositories are kind of closing shop. Now, of course, the latest version of iOS, it hasn't been jailbroken yet. Plus, with all the security issues we've been hearing about jailbroken phones, including that unwanted terminal access into the phone itself, a lot of people are saying, nah, I think I'll stay in the Apple garden for now. But at least we always have the memories, right? I mean, come on, who could forget holding the home button, holding the power button, release the power button, keep holding the home button, oh, I screwed up, and now it's a brick. Well, you know it's a slow news day when we're talking about Linux in the second story already. Sorry, I didn't want to bombard you with a whole bunch of freaking Cyber Monday ads. Although this one might kind of sound like one. Anyways, that Linux Mint, yeah, pretty good. Pretty popular distro out there for Linux users. Well, they've got a new version out, 18.3, better known as Sylvia. Of course, just with like with previous builds, it's based upon Ubuntu 16.4 LTS. Although given the fact of that foundation, it makes Sylvia pretty dang stable and reliable. Not only that, you can get support till 2021. This new release uses Linux kernel 4.10 and also comes with native Flatpak support. As we said, distros like this becoming pretty popular. And it's been all the rage lately to say, screw you Windows, I'm going the free route. So if you're feeling game or just feel like you can run a lot of Windows programs and whine and get away with it, head on over to Linux Mint's official website and get your free download today. See, that didn't sound like an ad, did it? Did it? HTC U11, get ready for Android 8.0. Oh yeah, Oreo is coming your way as of today. Well, as long as you've got an unlocked version, of course. It actually joins about 0.3% of all Android users out there actually running the new Oreo OS. Yeah, not a lot out there in the wild right now. Of course, with the new OS, you get all the new features, including the notification dots on app icons. You get the picture-in-picture mode, autofill tools for passwords, and of course, those big old bug improvements that, you know, they're probably never, ever complete. Just remember, however, though, it has to be unlocked, meaning if you got it from a carrier, yeah, sorry, it's a no-go for you. And finally, Bitcoin. Woo-hoo! It's expensive now, isn't it? Somewhere I read it's like freaking 9,000 for Bitcoin now or something. I don't get the currency. But if that's the case, that's insane. Probably what's even more insane is how much it costs to actually manufacture Bitcoin. Yes, Bitcoin mining. It is a thing. So much of a thing that transactions actually use more electricity than Ireland and 19 other European countries. Holy moly. Yes, apparently the energy consumption of Bitcoin has been investigated by the DigiCommunist. And what they found out is, woo-wee, it costs a lot to make a Bitcoin. Saying it gobbles up about 30.14 terawatts an hour every year. So yeah, if you put that into the context, Bitcoin is using up about 5 times the amount of electricity than Europe's largest wind farm currently produces. Well, I guess we won't be calling this anytime soon the green currency now, will we? No. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our official website, of course, for the BTN Network. Get your behind on over there. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. Check out our review and blog section, too, while you're there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And join us in our BTN community. We would love to have you. Come on over, britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Wednesday Hump Day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, the week has officially begun. It's Tuesday. Have a great one, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.